this is a really critical group that will always do their jobs and do their best to meet challenges, but like everyone, they appreciate recognition. And particularly the partnership between career executives and political appointees has to be nurtured because it's essential to success. So, for example, yesterday I was just speaking at a session which HHS had for their career executives with the secretary, the deputy secretary, a number of administration officials. I know that Gary Locke at Commerce has done that. Those are important sessions, but they too are first steps.
Yeah.
So there has to be a continuing dialogue and relationship that makes clear that these are the political and career end are both sides of a very important partnership.
I got to say, I'm frankly a little bit surprised that the president hasn't sat down with senior executives. I know President Bush did. President Bush the first did. They have this big meeting at Dar Constitution Hall, and essentially, I remember President Bush answer questions for an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. It really kind of incredible given he's a fairly busy person. This president hasn't done that yet.
Well, I have an acquaintance who calls this a strategic omission. And I think unfortunately it is. You know, there's some reluctance to be doing a second act.
Yeah.
But every executive who was there when Bush the first had that meeting remembers it to this day, and we'll talk about it because I call career executives probably not appropriate thing to say, but I call them cheap dates, you know.
Yeah.
Give them a little attention and they'll walk on water for you. I think, look, the important part about that was that here was a president who was saying, I know my appointees can't do it alone, and you're critical to that, and I want you involved with us. And I think that's what was really memorable about that. And you know, I think this is, as I say, a first step, but they would really benefit from continuing on this path and going further.
Let me ask you to take a step back and talk about the memo itself, because the memo laid out a lot of the performance goals that the administration has really worked on. One of the things that it seemed to me is this management team at OMB, I've talked to most of them individually. They all seem to be singing from the same book, it seems to me.
Well, wouldn't one expect them to?
Hold on. We've both been in this town long enough to know that we expect it. It doesn't always happen.
Well, you know, every administration, as you also know and I know, comes in with a management agenda, whatever they call it. You know, way back when,
right,
it was the Grace Commission with Reagan. It was
reinventing
government. Yeah. It was the president's management agenda. You know, one would hope that over time, I mean, this would be a steady progression, but they all have a slightly different take on it. So I think to the degree that it's a uniform voice, that is very helpful. One of the interesting things, by the way, is I've gotten a couple of emails today from executives talking about some of the things that get in the way of getting this done. And so I think I'm going to invite our members to email me and see if we can put that together and get it over to Mr. Zients and company, because they really need that kind of feedback.
We'll get you a proper email, and we'll put it on the website so people can do that, and they can also share their thoughts on federalnewsradio.com, and we'll get that over to you because I think it's very important. What are some of the concerns that people are having out there?
As we know, you know, there is no government-wide email list for these executives, so
yeah,
this is being sent out from, by and large, their Chico offices and so on. So they're just getting it. They're just getting a hold of it. I've just had a couple of those, but I'm anticipating more, and I'm going to invite more from our members.
Let me ask, but have you gotten reaction to how did folks feel about the memo that came out?
Well, I think they were pleased to see it. But and having said that, I know you're supposed to say and, not
right.
but.
Right.
They're hoping for further engagement, for real engagement around these issues, because, what you've got there is, what, about a 15-page memo from Jeff Zients, which is, it has important information and so on, but it's that next step of, well, how about a really engaging around these issues, because as you and I both know, too, these are the people who are going to still be in this town, assuming they don't retire,
right,
a couple of years from now, still working these issues.
Well, and
they're
in it.
They're in it for the long haul.
And these are the folks, if the changes that they have in mind are really going to become almost part of the DNA of government, these are the people who are going to make that happen.
Absolutely. They're the ones who will make it stick.